Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian High School principal Dan Van Coten joins us on today's program to talk about the new vocational agriculture program coming to the school.
Why has it become a big push recently to try and get that program in place?
Well, funding for programs is always an issue here since we're a private school. So I know that back in 1974, before I was ever on the scene, this society decided to start an industrial arts program. And that has been a very strong and successful program all these years. But there's also that neat niche of students who are, they're from the ag sector. They grew up on a farm, or they're very interested in a farm, or grandpa and grandma or uncle and aunt have a farm. We have a lot of students who really are interested in learning more about the field of agriculture. So I believe over the history of Pella Christian, there have been three different attempts to be in a voc ag program, and we were finally successful here at the beginning of 2018.
What is this program going to look like, the one that was recently approved by the society and that you're starting to fundraise for?
Right. So we're really excited that we're going to start the program next year. We are not sure yet if we will be able to start at the beginning of the year or if we'll need to wait until the second semester. That depends on, you know, things like finding an instructor, getting our curriculum in place, and just getting the framework of the program set up. So we have a lot of work to do to get ready, but we've started.
Why do you think it's so important to get agriculture, or why does the society think it's finally that time now to try and get that program in place?
That is a great question. Truth be told, our students have been able to use the ag program at Pella Community High for the last 2 years. They've been really great at sharing that program with us, and we've had a number of kids that four or five each year that have been able to be in that program. They've got a great instructor over there, and they even gave our students access to FFA. But when we think about our mission at Pella Christian, which is to educate and nurture students to serve in God's world, VOC Ag, vocational ag education, is one of those areas that to be able to do that within our philosophy is really a need, and I think it's a uniquely suited to fit into our mission. We would love to have students walk away from our classes with a good vision for what place does agriculture have in God's creation? What role can they play in stewardship? What role can they play in the ag economy in the state of Iowa? So we're excited that we can do that on our turf and do that more out of our own philosophy for why we exist as a Christian school.
And what has student interest been like? You've kind of alluded to the fact that you've had maybe just under a dozen students over the past couple of years participate in Pella's program. But would you imagine that interest will rise if you have the program here available? And kind of gauge that for our listeners to see what percentage of the students will really enjoy a class like that.
Yeah, another great question. We know that there's significant interest here. We've done two rounds of surveys. The first one was of students and parents a couple years ago. And then the second was just students in the first semester of this year. And the first survey a couple years ago indicated really strong interest in a whole wide variety of ag classes. The second one this past fall, we tried to narrow that down more and find out, okay, what classes are you most interested in? And if you were going to try to fit an ag class into your schedule, would the attraction of an ag class be strong enough for you to say, okay, I'm not going to take this elective because I'm going to replace it with ag? So those surveys were pretty helpful and gave us the data we needed to be confident there is significant student interest. I can't tell you that we're going to have, 75 kids that are going to be part of FFA or VOC Ag, but we're pretty confident that we've got a good, probably 20 kids that are going to be pretty much all in. And then we're going to have another rather significant percentage of kids that are going to take some of our ag classes. So we're confident that there is the interest there and the commitment that we're going to have a stable program that will be filled with kids.
And as you mentioned, Pella Christian is going to have to fundraise for this. You have your new coordinator of development, Frederick DeHaan, who's probably out there already calling people. But how can they support the ag program here at Pella Christian, or what's a way for them to learn more or get involved?
Yeah, as many of your listeners know, students at Pella Christian come from a variety of communities, not just Pella. And so we have begun talking about what that's going to look like to officially start a fundraising program. We have identified a group of people that we would like to be involved in that, and of course they're going to come from a variety of those communities. So we're in the middle now of what does that look like to go out and do some asks, because we will be relying pretty heavily on our community supporters to help get the program started. Our goal is to not have to use our operating funds for the first 3 to 5 years. So, yeah, our goal is to find those supporters and people who are interested in the program to help support that program financially at the beginning. We also know we're going to ask some corporations who are interested in ag education and the field of agriculture. We're going to ask them to help support the program as well.
Once again, that was Principal Dan Van Coten at Pella Christian High School. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.